Hello everyone, welcome back to the podcast. What has been happening? I really hope you've had a wonderful week so far. And also thank you for the love on last week's podcast. I know a lot of you found that one funny. I actually was laughing at myself with that podcast. So yeah, a little bit of comedy in the podcast last week. So I'm glad you enjoyed that one. Also, this week we are going to be talking about staying healthy through the festive period, or keeping your healthy habits throughout the next couple of months. And this year was like the only year that I've actually realised how like the festive time works. I don't know why, but I just like hit me on the 1st of November. I was like, oh my gosh, this is like the day for like Christmas starting and like the festive period. And I thought that was so funny how I've just never noticed that before, but it seems that like everything Christmas related just happens on the 1st of November. Like, we were in Tesco on Halloween and, you know, it was full Halloween stuff, and then literally the day after is like covered in Christmas stuff. 1st of November, you get all these emails about Christmas and all of that. So yeah, that kind of inspired this week's podcast, as it's kind of the next couple months are going to be super festive, you know, a lot of really fun things happening, a lot of, you know, really indulgent things, you might say, which I think people struggle massively with, keeping their healthy habits going throughout this kind of time, especially even if you take away all of the events and all of like the festivities. You're still having cold weather, darker mornings, darker nights, and it is harder. It's harder to be healthy and exercise as well. When it's cold, you kind of want more comfort food, you want less raw like vegetables and salads and stuff like that. So today I'm going to be giving you 7 tips to keep your healthy habits throughout the festive period, but also to enjoy it as well. I'm definitely not gonna, you know, you guys know me, that is not my style. I think, you know, the festive time only comes around once a year, and we don't want to be ruining it by being too strict with health goals and things like that. So these are very manageable tips and ones that you can remain and keep your healthy habits, keep the goals that you've got, but also really enjoy the festive period as well. But before I get into it, I wanted to tell you guys, so yesterday I ran my first ever 10k, and that was pretty insane. I mean, I can't tell you why I'm running. I think we're also doing like loads of other things, but I can't tell you why I'm doing it yet. We don't really know. We're doing a little bit of like a 2-week trial period of something, and we may or may not be training for something, me and Jacob. So stay tuned for that anyway, and we'll see what happens. But we are kind of trialing something out, so that ended up doing a 10k, which, to be fair, I didn't actually find too bad. I've done 2 runs so far in this like training, and I've ran like, you know, bits and bobs throughout my life. It's never been ever like a consistent thing. I've done a little bit of triathlons before where I've ran, and I've also done like just random spurts of running to help me with swimming, but I've never really ran in a big way unless, you know, like in lockdown, things like that, or in like Tyree, like places like that where gyms and pools and things like that weren't readily available. I ran a little bit more for cardio, but I've never really actually tried to be a better runner or tried to get the miles in, things like that. Which, and I think because Jacob's got such an extensive history in running, and he's done his ultra marathon and his Ironman, things like that, it's been quite useful because we have like a couple strengths there, like me with the swimming and Jacob with the running. So it's kind of nice that we can draw on each other's experiences there and help each other out in the different disciplines. But I was saying to kind of Jacob that running's really the only thing in the sports or fitness kind of part of like the traditional fitness world that I haven't really done much of. And I wanted to kind of be better at that and also see where my limits lie with that and get a little bit better at it. So yeah, I did my first 10K. If you want to know the stats, I think it was like an hour and 15 minutes or something. And we basically did like a route that was just slightly under 10K. So we ended up like walking a wee bit at the end, which was annoying. So I think it'd probably be like an hour and 10. I don't even know, because I did the route on my phone. Like, I worked out the route, and then I don't think the Garmin's calculated it right, but who knows, maybe it was Google or the Garmin's, I don't know. But obviously you wanted to see the 10k on the watch, so we just kept going a wee bit. But to be fair, I'm quite happy with it. I think the pace changed quite a lot throughout. Let's see, if you're interested in running, which I feel like quite a lot of people are, I will quickly tell you the stats, and then we will get into podcast. Also, I am today we are recording an introduction and a conclusion to the podcast, so hopefully I will have like a fun little intro and conclusion. I've been trying to get round to this for absolutely ages, and I just haven't managed to do it. I need to kind of edit it as well, so it takes a little bit of effort. But yes, I hope that it'll be really cool, but I don't think it'll be on this podcast, but next week I'll kind of introduce it. But I'm just trying to see if I can find my average pace. Oh, here we go. If only you could see. So this is in kilometers as well, which is a little bit confusing. Yeah, that makes no sense. Okay, anyway, I think it was like between 9 and 9.10 minute miles and like 11 minute miles. I think that's where we were sitting at, which was pretty good. I'm pretty happy with that for my first ever 10K, and I've only done two runs, including that one. But anyway, let's move on from that. But anyway, we'll see what happens with that training and where that goes. Stay tuned. I'm not going to talk about anything just now because we're not sure, and it's kind of a big undertaking. So stay tuned for that. There might be something big happening. There might not be. But either way, ran my first 10K. So let's all be proud of me for that. So let's get into the tips. So we've got 7 tips to discuss how to maintain your goals, or maybe just stay healthy throughout the festive period. Keep really good healthy habits, and of course no matter what time of year it is, you want to be eating healthily, exercising, things like that, to be able to feel good, to maintain your body weight, to maintain your goals, all of that types of things. I think, you know, your goals don't necessarily go away at Christmas. They're just kind of like maybe in the back of your head a little bit more, which is totally fine. And I was saying this to Jacob yesterday. I was like, the best thing about Christmas is it's just a good excuse to take a really nice long break. And that, I think, is the main thing that we should all focus on at Christmas time, because I think it's more about like the events, the presents, like the everything that's happening. And I think for me, like, what helps me with Christmas is just that, like, being able to take a really nice break, do some nice stuff, just chill, you know, that type of thing is what I think I'm looking forward to most. And I know that Christmas isn't necessarily a super nice time for absolutely everyone. I know I struggle with Christmas a little bit nowadays, but focusing on that, focusing on the really beneficial part of Christmas, is just taking a break if you can, is really good for me. And obviously everyone is less motivated and everyone can't be bothered as much, so you inevitably get more time and less kind of things on you. But it depends on your job and also your commitments and things like that. But let's see the 7 different tips for keeping healthy during the festive period. So tip number 1, which I think is probably the most important, is enjoy it. And I think this is the main thing. I'm not going to tell you to stick to this and this. My points are going to be ones that empower you to be healthy. It's not about taking anything away. And that's the most important thing, is enjoying Christmas, enjoying the festive period, enjoying times off. I don't know about you guys, but I quite enjoy winter. I quite enjoy the cold. I quite enjoy the like coziness of winter. I think it's comforting, and you have, you know, there's a lot of things with this time of year that's enjoyable. So don't let your goals get on top of you and prevent you from having a restful, enjoyable last couple months of the year. And as well, like, if you think about it, this is the last 2 months of 2023. Like, that's absolutely mental. Like, that's so crazy. I feel like this year has gone really, really fast. At the same time, it's gone slow. Like, if you think back to, like, February, like, can you actually remember anything? It's like, no, I can't even remember what happened in February. But I think just making sure that you don't let your goals or maybe healthy habits stress you out to the point where you can't enjoy things, or, you know, you don't eat your Christmas dinner, or you worry about eating on Christmas Day, things like that. You just don't need that. You just don't, one, you don't need to do that to be healthy. To be honest, it's probably the polar opposite of what you should be doing to be healthy. And really, when it comes to wellness and health, it's really about balance. It's kind of more about the, yes, the physical things you do, so exercise, nutrition, all of that. But pretty much half of the story is what you do for your mental health and what you do to be happy each day. That I believe that to my core. And I've done 4+ years of nutrition and exercise education. And I'm telling you that mental health, being happy and enjoying your life, as well as trying as much as possible to exercise and eat well, is most important. And if you find that, you know, eating in a certain way that might be really good for you is stressful to you, don't do it. Just embody things in your life that add to your diet, add to your life, but don't do things that you hate. Simple as that. Like, it's, your health is really, really important, but if you're really healthy but seriously unhappy, it's not sustainable and you're probably going to do more harm than good. So my first tip is enjoy the festive period, enjoy the last 2 months of the year, and really take it as a restful time before the beginning of 2024. Can't believe I'm even saying that. Okay, number two is keep up your fruit and vegetable intake. But by this, I mean, don't worry too much about what you are eating, as in, you know, chocolate, sweets, you know, maybe traditionally unhealthy foods, but more about kind of, so don't focus on those foods, focus on getting fruit and vegetables in your diet, basically. So if you know, you want to eat cake and you want to eat whatever, it doesn't matter, as long as you're also having 5 portions of fruit and vegetables a day. So in your meals, even if you don't even have to change what you're eating, as long as, like, with breakfast, just chuck a banana in there, chuck an apple in there. At lunchtime, I don't know, put some cucumber and a pepper on your plate. You know, that type of thing is what's going to make a difference to your health, not necessarily not eating a slice of cake at the end of the day. You know, that's what's important. And you might see this a lot as well. Like, I've been watching quite a lot of YouTube videos, and people kind of, they eat like meals, okay, and they might not eat like many chocolate and stuff, but there's like not that many fruit and vegetables. And to me, as a registered nutritionist, the main thing with health is what you eat, and it's not so much about what you don't eat, okay? So you've got things like, you know, chocolate cake, sweets, crisps, all of that type of stuff. If you really love it, if you really enjoy it, have it in moderation, but make sure in your day you're getting at least 5 portions of fruit and vegetables a day. And that is what's going to make the difference to your health. We need to provide our body with nutrients to fight off different things, to be able to fulfill the chemical reactions in the body, the different needs of the body. And to be honest, what's most important is you're having those healthy foods, not that you're not having other healthy, unhealthy foods, but having less fruit and vegetables. Like, put it this way, I would rather you eat 6-7 portions of fruit and vegetables a day than have 3 portions a day and not have any chocolate or sweets or anything unhealthy. Does that make sense? So the main thing, I think, over the festive period, don't worry too much about having these foods that are associated with Christmas and festivities, but more about making sure that you're just getting enough fruit and vegetables in. You know, fibre, having some whole grains, having some beans and lentils if you can manage it, things like that. Focus on what you are eating, not about cutting things out. Add into your diet. That's the most important thing. Most important thing. Just make sure you're eating your fruit and vegetables and have, you know, whatever the heck you want, as long as it's in moderation. Okay, number three is just don't restrict yourself. I think this is really important. If you're in, you know, Christmas is associated with a lot of nice things for many people, and the worst thing that you could do is restrict yourself from having the things that you enjoy. And that's going to maybe cause binge eating, maybe an unhealthy relationship with food, but mainly it's just going to make you feel rubbish mentally, physically. Restricting is just not the way our brains and bodies work. One of the main kind of issues that why dieting is not successful for so many people is it's so restrictive. It's so mentally difficult to do. I mean, we have a hormone in our bodies called ghrelin, and it's the only hormone that's associated with increasing hunger in the body. It's incredibly difficult to fight against that hormone. It's a biological method that is utilized to help you survive. So fighting mentally against a hormone of hunger is incredibly difficult to do, and one that you'll a battle you'll always fail. We have been evolved for centuries and centuries and centuries to eat, and it's pretty difficult to avoid that mental state and the physiological effects of hunger. So don't restrict yourself. It is a recipe for disaster, and it's one that you will never ever win. So don't restrict yourself. Just have, like point two, have lots of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, beans, nuts, legumes. Focus on those really healthy things, and you will feel less hungry because you're eating more nutrient dense foods, and you'll have less room for other traditionally unhealthy foods. But there's still room for those if that is something that's important to you. So don't restrict over the Christmas period. It is a recipe for disaster. Number four, eat your favourite festive meals, but just ensure it's not all you eat. And this is the point, is that kind of encompassing the whole couple points before, as long as you don't sit and eat, you know, I don't know, Christmas pudding. I don't know who actually likes Christmas pudding. I feel like that's like a niche thing. But okay, let's just use it as an example. So Christmas pudding, right? Say if you're obsessed with Christmas pudding and you ate that every day and only that every day, or only Christmas and chocolates for 2 months, yeah, that's problematic. That's the issue. But if you're eating a really heavy diet and a little bit of Christmas pudding every day, that's not going to do anyone any harm. Put it that way. But that's a quick point just to encompass all of it. Have the enjoyable treats that you like that's associated with Christmas festivities. Just don't make sure that you binge eat on all of that stuff the whole 2 months and then feel terrible, and that impacts your health. So don't do that. Okay, number five is get some kind of daily movement. And this is what's really important about fitness goals, or say if you're someone who goes to the gym, say if you're someone who, I don't know, runs or on a treadmill in a gym, or if you go to the pool, a lot of these places are closed for quite a lot of the time over Christmas, and you can't get to the gym, you can't get to the pool, you can't get to the climbing gym, you know, wherever that you train that isn't within your house or outside, that stuff's going to be closed for a lot of the time. And like from the gym that I work at, it's closed for like 4 weeks or something, you know what I mean? So like you're not going to have the same things available to you over the festive period than you do normally, and that's okay. You know, you don't need to worry about that. You know, just get some kind of daily movement. And what I mean by this is just don't sit down all day. And this is what's really important. I think taking a couple weeks off of your normal exercise routine will not do you any damage, and you won't lose muscle, you won't lose speed, you won't lose strength, none of that's going to happen. None of it's going to happen at all. Everyone always says that. They're like so scared to take any time off because they're going to lose all their strength and lose all their gains. And no, it doesn't work like that. It really doesn't work like that. Muscle and fitness takes a long time to gain, and it doesn't go away as quickly as people think. So even taking a couple weeks off might be really good for your goals, for your health. It might be that mentally or physically you're exhausted and could really benefit from a couple weeks off of your regular exercise routine. It might even be kind of deload time, you know, when you need to take a little bit of a rest. So people call deload weeks they're kind of like a much lesser capacity of training, and that's meant to kind of formulate some kind of recovery. And 100% it does have that impact. So maybe that's exactly what you need. But all I'm saying for you to do is have some kind of daily movement. So if you are sitting all day, try and get up, go for a walk, things like that. Even do some stretching. Just some kind of movement each day for you is really, really important. And that can encompass so many different things. Make sure it's things that you enjoy. Take the festive period to do enjoyable movement for you. That might mean like a 6-hour dance session. Who knows? It doesn't matter. Whatever it is that you enjoy, that's probably a really extreme example, but whatever it is that you enjoy exercise wise, do that and just make sure that you're getting some kind of movement every day. The main thing that is problematic with lack of exercise is that people are sedentary, so that people don't move and they don't move all day. That's the problem, not necessarily that you don't get to the gym or the pool or wherever for a couple weeks. Similarly, for those of you who run or those of you who don't need a membership or a place to exercise, take it easy, you know, take a break, actually schedule in some time to relax and not exercise. Really, really important. But try and do other things, like maybe focus on stretching, maybe focus on walking, things like that. Really low impact, nice, comfortable movement that's going to be useful for your overall health, but also give you mentally and physically a little bit of a break from exercise. But it's not about complete and utterly no exercise. That's definitely not what I'm saying. Try and get some movement every day. That's super, super important. But also, don't worry about it too much. Don't stress out about it. It is not worth it. It's not worth the stress. Don't worry, you will not lose all your muscle or all your fitness in a couple weeks. It's not going to happen. So enjoy other forms of movement and see where that takes you. Okay, number 6 is listen to your body. Best time about the festive period is rest and time. You get more time than usual to listen to your body, to feel, to have breaks, to sit and read, to sit and talk to your family, your friends, whatever it might be. You have to allow yourself that time to rest and listen to your body. So if you can, give yourself more time to reflect upon the year, reflect upon how you're feeling. Maybe you could even journal about big things that happened in the year, or think about big things that happened in the year and reflect upon them. Use the time to heal and learn more about yourself. It's always a good time to do that, always a good time to journal, to reflect, to listen to your body. But particularly when people have more time around Christmas or the festive times, please do that. Please take that time to just go inward for a little bit and think about what's happened this year. I mean, I feel like just everyone is so go, go, go all the time that we don't have any time to actually reflect upon things that have impacted us. And then all of a sudden you have a mental breakdown, or you're completely burnt out or emotionally exhausted because you haven't maybe dealt with things that have been worrying you or bothering you, or situation that happened that you just had to get on with life because you had commitments. With Christmas or with festive times, with the colder weather and getting closer to that like festive time, we have more time to rest, more time to break. Most of the time, I know that's not a universal thing for everyone, but most of the time it can be used as that. But even if you are super busy, it's amazing to get this type of time in. So meditation, things like that, just do something that maybe you can help listen to your body. I think as well, when it comes closer to New Year, making goals for the year, things like that are really beneficial. And I'll make more podcasts about that, because I love that about the end of the year, is making goals, reflecting on the past year. So I'll definitely make a podcast all about that. So stay tuned for that one. But that's a big one for me, is listening to your body. Take the time to really do things that feel nourishing and healthy for you, instead of like, right, let's go, 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 let's push myself, let's see. It's not the time for that, is it? It's just not. It's the time for rest, recuperation, and rejuvenation of the body and the mind. So try and take some time for that. And the last point that I have for you all, so number 7, is kind of actually already kind of touched on this, but 2024 is literally around the corner. So really making sure you use this time as a way to set yourself up amazingly for the new year and for 2024 is super amazing. So if you push yourself really hard over Christmas or over November, December time, and I don't know, maybe you get to New Year and you're like, I'm absolutely exhausted, you know what I mean? Like, we don't want that. We want to go into the new year feeling really, you know, happy, really rejuvenated, rested, and then we can attack the new year and change it up and go after our goals and things like that. But I think this is really important podcast to do, and I think it's an important topic to do. I think it's really, really necessary to give yourself a break and relax. And if you, what better time to do that than the last 2 months before the end of the year, and also over the festive period where there's so many things happening, it's so busy, there's so many things involved, you know, it can be stressful as well. So even just managing the stress around it as well is just like necessary. But anyway, I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I actually really enjoyed making this one. I really like talking about that type of thing. Positive, healthy actions that we all can do that is really good for our mental and physical health. And, you know, exciting times. You know, we're almost in 2024. We're in the festive period. I like Christmas. I do. I definitely like Christmas. I'm not like a Christmas fanatic, but I do enjoy like decorating your house, spending more time with people, having that rest. I do enjoy that. I think it's super nice to have that at Christmas time. The Christmas movies, all that stuff, and everyone's way more chill as well. So it is nice. I do like Christmas. But let me know what your favourite holiday is. Let me know how you feel about Christmas. But I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I hope you encompass these 7 points over the festive period and you feel a little bit more chilled out after this episode. Please do share it with anyone who you think it might benefit or who might enjoy it. I will speak to you all next week. Bye.